The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our first segment's going to be Deep, Deep Thinking Required. Oh, no. Plus, the demonic side of the social gospel. That's right. That's what I said. Our choices can count. I don't know if you know that or not. And our desires count as well. And God didn't anoint you by mistake.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Don't forget politics. Poly being many, ticks, blood-sucking insects. That's what you get. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. We got some trivia that we've lined up for you today. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's hardly amateur radio. In fact, it's barely radio, but it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Our first and foremost sponsor, not our most recent sponsor, but our sponsor who was here and then the show crashed on them. I thought that was nice. Here's a big shout out for Clint and Mr. Restore.
Come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
All right, Clint was here in the studio, ready to do the opportunity, having a wonderful, wonderful fellowship experience together, and then the radio went. And that does happen, folks. Let me tell you something about Mr. Restore. Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, and other restoration services all throughout the entire Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Grapevine, the entire area, north, south, east, west, with thousands. I think that's a big number. Thousands. That's a really big number. Thousands of happy customers. Family owned and operated, 24/7 emergency response, and on site within 60 minutes. A plus rated by the BBB, works with all insurance companies. We encourage you to go to MrRestore.com. You don't want to say those together too fast because it's like MrRestore.com is like a mystery store.com. No, no, no. Mr. MR. Restore, RESTORE.com. That's their website, MrRestore.com. You can also connect through our website as well, DavidSpoonMedia.com. You can call them at 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Next week, Clint will be in for an entire show, because we're going to get an opportunity to hear his testimony. He'll share about how he came to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and how he surrendered his life and his business life in the Lord. It'll be a lot of fun. All right, that's the big stuff right there. Let's see if you know what holiday is. It's not really a major holiday besides Boo Dallas Didn't Win Day.
I don't know what holiday it is.
It's Mud Pack Day, but I call it Throw Dirt in Your Own Face Day.
Okay.
It's not really a holiday, is it? Really? I mean, Mud Pack Day? Really? I mean, that how's that a holiday?
I don't know. I don't know who comes up with this stuff.
Me neither. I think they get around in a room. This is, I told you this theory before. It's kind of like the very last road in California is XYZZZXY or something is the name of the road. It's like they were so tired at the end of the day, they were just like writing stuff saying that's the name of the road. I mean, that is really, it should be see you later, you're leaving California road. But that's just my opinion. What do I know? Let's see. Let's get into it. There's a couple things I do want to cover that are substantial, and I don't want people to get legalistic on me. So the problem there is that people do that a lot. They'll hear something, and there's nothing wrong with hearing something that your pastor says or that you've come across in reading, and you really want to implement it in your life. But you got to be careful not to become some kind of legalese person about it. And by legalese, I'm not cutting down lawyers. I'm talking about Christians who take such a hard stance that they can't see anything else. This is basically what happened to the Pharisees. They were so committed to trying to upkeep all the elements of the law that when Jesus healed somebody on the Sabbath, they got all mad. Nobody even mentions the healing. They just get mad that he broke the law. See, this is what happens. We miss the miracle of God because we're so concentrated on dotting the I and crossing the T. So you got to stop that. When God does something fantastic, it's like, that is fantastic. Let's acknowledge that. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about something. I actually call this deep, deep, deep. It's coming out of Leviticus, but I don't want you to get legalistic on me. That's why I'm laying that foundation before we get there, okay? Don't get legalistic on me on this. Leviticus chapter 14, verses 43 and 44. If, however, the mark breaks out again in the house after he has torn out the stones and scraped the house and after it has been replastered, then the priest shall come in and make an inspection. And if he sees the mark has indeed spread in the house, it's a malignant mark in the house, it is unclean. Let's just put to bed the idea that nobody's ever taught on the mold before in Leviticus. Here you go. This is that. It says, if, however, the mark breaks out again in the house after he's torn down the stones and scraped the house and after it has been replastered, then the priest shall come in and make an inspection and see if the mark has indeed spread in the house. It is malignant mark in the house. If it is spreading, it is unclean. Here's what I want you to get. Ready? The house can be unclean. Watch this. The land is fine because the Lord had cleansed it, washed away the pollutedness of sin, and the land was fine, but sometimes what people built on what the Lord cleaned out was unclean. Ah, philosophy. Who doesn't like doing philosophy at 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon in Dallas, Texas, in Irving, Texas? Who doesn't love that? Right here in Denton. Who doesn't love thinking about philosophy? In other words, every time the Lord talks about the land being polluted, in every passage, he talks about it from the point of view of sin. There is, and I know, doesn't mean that we shouldn't be good stewards of the earth. I get it. But the stewardship of mankind has to do with the lack of sin in the land. And the sin that is mentioned in the Bible from the Old and the New Testament has to do with murder, rape, bestiality, homosexuality, all forms of sexual perversion, all forms of high-ended sin, offering sacrifices to idols. All of those things make the land dirty, including sacrificing babies, you know, the abortion thing. And so that makes a land dirty. Yeah, we'll deal with that later on. Here's the bottom line. In Israel's situation, in Leviticus, as Moses is giving the law, God has made the land clean. He has purified the land. But what he tells the people is what you're building on this land matters. And how you build it matters. Now, you can quickly go to Psalm 127:1, if the Lord builds the house, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain, they take it on. What I'm trying to get you to focus in on is sometimes after the Lord helps us, cleans us, gets things prepped for us, that we build up on what the Lord has cleaned out for us. But sometimes you and I, sometimes we don't build well. And what can be built on the land of the Lord can be something that's unclean. You're going to hate this. And should be inspected. Now, does that mean that you should go around to every person who's a pastor or some kind of leader and say, inspect this, make sure I'm doing this right? No, this is what the idea of fellowship is all about, to keep us in accountability. Because the fact of the matter is, nobody knows whether you're sinning inwardly or not. Nobody knows about those private sins unless you open up and let somebody into your life and have a sense of accountability where somebody can say, how you doing regarding this? How you doing regarding this? And so we need to have people to be able to look at that to make sure that what we're building isn't false or fake or whatever. We do this, I know it sounds bizarre, but we kind of do this with the show. If we're doing the show and the show gets to the point where, you know, hey, this is just an ego boost and you're not teaching and so on, it's like, that's it, shut it down. Because then it's wrong, and I'm building on the truth of the Lord and using it for a wrong purpose. And if that's what's going on, then I got to stop that. And then one of the things that helps keeps me in check is I keep going in debt over this. It's like, I'm not having fun doing that part, okay? But I bring that before people and review it and make sure I'm not using that as a martyr stick or anything else. These are the kind of things we need to be aware of. What we're building on the Lord's land matters. And people need to be able to look at it and inspect it. Because if there's mold in it, if there's a mark in it, you got to get it. You got to scrape it. You got to tear it down. And you might think, well, that's, you know, I've put a lot into this. Well, it's great if you put a lot into this. But if you built something and it's built with sin connected to it, it's got to come down. Or it's going to bring you down or fall down on your head. You get that? So the Lord makes the land clean. So let's build what we're building on the Lord and make sure that we're having it inspected by having accountability with one another and make sure that it's honest and not we're not trying to fool anybody. And let's not live in a house that's filled with sin and filled with disease and filled with sickness, because you know that's only going to cause us problems. You know it. I know it. We know it. All right. I know that's a weird teaching, but I had to do it. It's one of those things that was in my brain. We come back. We're going to talk about the social gospel. Some people are going to freak out. It's okay. It's good to freak out. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. For 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
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 I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, which still is smarting because Dallas, I don't know. I thought the game, I watched most of the game. I was thinking, come on, come on. It's kind of like your mower. You pull on the mower, it goes, but it didn't turn over like my broken mower. That's what I kind of felt on the team. Just like, okay, somebody do something. Okay, that's just my opinion. It was a tough day in football all the way around, but I had a wonderful day with my wife, and that's all that counts. I wish we would have won in football, though. Let's see. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. And then YouTube, David Spoon Media. I do have a new video up there talking about the most important book ever written. Let's talk about our next sponsor, which you heard in the commercial break. Hold on, let me make my shirt look better on the video because it looks kind of funny. This is for the Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful
Alright, here's a couple of things to keep it simple. Medicare is a national health insurance program, but Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. That's why the answer is the Benefit Link. Zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support for no cost. But nobody's dumb out there. They're not out there going, oh, everything they do is free because somebody gave them a $1 billion grant. Nope. All the financing is on the other end. It doesn't come out of your pocket. That's the key. The Benefit Link. 972-BENEFIT. That's BENEFIT. TheBenefitLink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind, and they will help you for no cost. So you, if you have Medicare and you're like, I think I'm supposed to have more. I wonder what all this stuff covers. I don't get what it all does. That's when you want to get a hold of the Benefit Link. Right there. Thank you. All right. Before we get into the teaching, let's set up the trivia, if that's okay. Let me just check with Wonder Julie, make sure she's okay. So you did see my sticker. It is big. It is yellow. It is ugly, isn't it?
Well, the sticker's not ugly.
But it's like, it looks like it really sticks out, doesn't it?
Well, isn't that what you want?
Yes.
That's the point?
Yes. Unfortunately, when I cut that guy off today, I don't think that helped our show.
Well, see, there is that. You have to behave.
I know. It's terrible. I don't like doing that either. It's kind of irritating. And by the way, can I just check with you on the weather? I thought it was going to be like sunny for the next like 3 days, and it was like raining when I left. And fate, is that normal?
I think we only had like a 20% chance, so you got it. You got all 20%.
If I was that lucky,
I might be taking a short trip here soon, folks. All right. Let's talk about this. How long, thank you, by the way, Wonder Julie, how long was the invalid at the pool? Remember in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, there was somebody hanging out at the pool, also known as, some people say it was Bethany, and some people say it was the Pool of Solomon, and okay, fine. How long was the guy there? That's all I want to know. How long was the guy there at the pool before Jesus came and helped him and healed him? 972-445-0770. This is not going to win any friends. I'm not going to win any friends in the next 10 minutes. I will create a whole host of people that don't like me. But I'll use John 5:41 that simply says, whether you approve of me or don't approve of me, I do not care. That's what Jesus said. So we're going to go with that one. Let's talk a little bit about this social Christianity that has been coming around the pike. In the name of the gospel, it's coming from Italy, it's coming from all these different places, and it's all about this social Christianity, which there's a lot of ecumenicals that think that's the key to go. Social. Let me explain something to you about the social gospel and social Christianity. For those that do not know, a large portion of social Christianity, and social Christianity is the gospel of goods, not the gospel of prosperity, the gospel of goods, everybody gets chicken, everybody gets a car, everybody gets a garage kind of thing, comes from liberation theology, which was developed in the early 1960s. The primary goal of liberation theology is the reformation of society, to change it, to reform it in a direction where all social and financial elements are equal. It is a form of socialism. And this is required, according to liberation theology, for the salvation and the continuance of humanity. The idea was to preserve humanity by making everything equal for everybody. The problem is manifold, but let's at least give the acknowledgement as to what the goal was or what the desire was. The desire was to have social and financial equality for all in order to help mankind sustain. What's the big problem with this? There's no God attached to it. This is the idea that man created in the image of God, and then God decided to put a condo up on Pluto, and while he's hanging out at Pluto, it's our responsibility to make everything the way it is, and hopefully we'll do a good job and he'll still like us. We don't know. The core tenet of this ideology, by the way, is the elimination of material poverty. That by itself is not a bad thought. Let me rephrase that, thought, but it also takes precedent over spiritual needs. In the liberation theology, in the social gospel, Jesus didn't come and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. He came and said, feed everybody else and make sure everything's even. No, he didn't say that. But that's what they're trying to say, he said. The social Christian mentality is that the gospel does not emphasize Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto the Jew first and then unto the Gentile. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. It is the power of God. What they've done is replaced the gospel of Jesus Christ with chicken in every pot, cell phone in every hand, and HD TV in every home. This is the problem. The message of the gospel is lost. It is a message of social and financial equality, which is not
the message of Jesus Christ. And any guy who claims to be, or any gal who claims to be a pastor, a spiritual leader, or an influencer, and tells you that the gospel is not spiritual first is a false prophet and should be thought of as such. Period. Anybody who gets on that television, anybody on the internet, anybody on the radio that gets up there and says Jesus came to preach equality for all does not understand Jesus Christ from a bag. They don't understand Jesus Christ and wouldn't know him if he spit in their eye. Mark chapter 8, for those that need a reference. Why are you so emphatic about this? Because the gospel is the core message of Jesus Christ, that before Jesus is anything else, he is the Lamb of God, slain for the sins of the world from the foundation of the earth. That's why. The spread of that social gospel, by the way, is so it's so important to understand it. Galatians 1:8 says, if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. And anybody who's proclaiming a financial equality gospel versus a redemption through Jesus Christ gospel is a false teacher. There is no Reverend Al. He's just Al. You understand? Reverend Al, he's not, what are you talking about? It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. And then, of course, they just forget about John 12:8, the poor you will have with you always. You know who said that? Jesus. Well, I wonder what they would do if Jesus said to them, well, the poor you're always going to have. Because the church, and I'm not talking about the Catholic Church or the Baptist Church, but the Ecclesia does not enforce financial equality over Romans 1:16. The thinking is the government has to do it. So they're replacing the big G and the little G and swapping them out and saying that the government should now be God. Let me explain something to you. Christianity that goes without Jesus is about human equality, but it's not about eternity. And as soon as the gospel is important to somebody because of equality and not eternity, it's a false gospel preaching a false Jesus. Jesus is the Savior of the world, saving us from the penalty, power, and presence of sin. That's the number one point. Everything else is goofy. Dave, you are passionate. Yeah. That is one thing I just do not put up with. Keep the gospel the gospel. You want to fight about this other stuff? Fine. Don't change the mission of Christ. He came to save and help us, those of us who are lost. Get it? Lost in sin, not in debt. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been, organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip, and in fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone. I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone. The question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question, is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach to the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook David Spoon Media, YouTube David Spoon Media. This segment brought to you by Jamie Blumenthal. Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, President of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Their phone number, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667, retiretherightway.com, retiretherightway.com, which means there's a wrong way. So retire the right way, get in touch with Jamie, talk to him and Nancy. They will sit down with you for an hour, hour and a half. And get a chance to talk to them, find out what's going on, connect, yeah, and then they'll be able to tell you, this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad. They won't even charge you. It's a financial checkup at no cost. They're saying, plan right, retire the right way. RetireTheRightWay.com. There we go. All right. Okay, so that was... important. That last segment was like, you're talking about the social gospel. I get revved up. All right, let's go back to our trivia question. Here's that trivia question. So there was a guy at the pool in John chapter 5. He was there for a long time. The trivia question, how long was that guy? Now, don't go to Google because that's not fair. You got to be able to look it up. How long was that guy? He was an invalid at the pool before Jesus came over and prayed for him and, healed him. And the guy was like, okay, got up, rolled up his mat. Of course, it happened on the Sabbath, so they gave him a hard time. How long was that guy an invalid? How long was it going on? Okay, that is the question. Comes out of John chapter 5. Put all the spin on it you want. That's just the simplified question. Our phone number here, I will tell you as soon as I find the piece of paper. Here it is. I have to look. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Okay. All right. I want to talk to you about a little bit about faith. Now, my faith goes up and down. I'm the Duncan of faith. By Duncan, I mean Duncan Yo-Yo. Up, down, up, down, up, down. And then sometimes my faith is sleeper. You ever do the sleeper thing with the yo-yo? Okay. Here's Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. It says this, "Then Jesus replied to the woman, 'Woman, your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you want.' And from that moment, her daughter was cured." From that moment, her daughter was cured. That word in the Greek, as you want, it's a phrase. It's called thelo, thelo. And it's like thelo. It means as you desire or as you wish. This woman was praying and wanted her daughter to find relief. And Jesus acknowledged her faith, that her faith was great. Now listen. And with her faith being great, Jesus said, "Let it be done for you as you want." Now, it's not that God doesn't know what you want. It's not that, you know, he's unaware of what's going to happen. But what it doesn't tell us, what it does tell us, what it does teach us is that you can have a desire to see things in the kingdom of God. You can have a desire to pursue things, and they are from you. They're in your heart. Again, God knows what it is. God knows what you're going to do. God knows where you're going to go with it. But you have to want it. You have to desire it. It's like the two blind men when Jesus prayed for the blind men, "Let it be done unto you as you believe." And the two guys, and Jesus goes, "What do you want?" to the two blind guys. I always thought that was funny. And we want to see, and be it unto you as you have asked. There is a element here where our faith and our asking work together. And that is born out of a desire. There was a teacher in the 20th century that had some interesting things to say about prayer. But let's be honest, he said about it. When you pray, there's a lot of times you'll pray. You'll be, supplications are more specific prayers. Prayers are more general prayers, thanksgiving, intercession. We know what that is. But he says when you pray, you're praying for something in your life. That's not bizarre. That's not abnormal. You're asking God to breach from heaven into earth, to cut the fabric between the two and to insert himself into the situation and to change it. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a fantastic thing to do. And God inserts himself. But you have a desire. Ask. Seek. Knock. Ask and it'll be answered. You got to ask. You got to seek. You got to knock. Part of this is on us being people that have that look at life and go, this would be a good thing in the kingdom. It's definitely lined up with the will of God. I want to see the kingdom of God manifest here. And you pray about it. This woman wanted her daughter healed. I can't think of anything in all of life as a father and as a grandfather that if I have my children that are hurting, I want them healed. I petition the Lord. And the Lord may say, as you desire, Dave, here you go. Sometimes we have to make these choices. And why that's important is because I have a tendency to wait and do nothing until God shows me some kind of big neon sign. I mean, I can't be the only Christian who does this, who thinks, well, as soon as there's rainbow Skittles in the sky and I know for a fact it's God, then I'm going to respond. The reason that's a good thing is because you're wanting to do what the Lord wants. The reason that's a bad thing is because at the same time you're like, well, God said it, and if anything goes wrong with it, I'm just going to point my finger at him and blame him. Because it's his responsibility. Scripture in Psalm 32:9 says, "Don't be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you." In other words, don't be so immovable that you have no understanding. Look, God gave you a brain. God gave you a mind. God gave you a thinking capacity, a reasoning capacity. He even says, come, let us reason together. Sometimes Christians get a little too stuck in wanting every sign to be nailed down to such a specific degree that they won't do anything until they get another sign. Sometimes it's just common sense. Well, you know, the Lord, you know, I'm only going to do what the Lord says to do or not says to do. Oh, look, it's a wood chipper. Oh, but the Lord didn't say stick my face in it. Don't stick your face in it. I'll stick my face in it. I mean, it's like there's some parts of this that are ridiculous. We have to use common sense. We have to use the part of us that helps us decide and helps us make decisions. And you make the best decisions you can, and you lay them before the Lord. And if the Lord disagrees, quote unquote, or thinks your decision-making is wrong, he can show you. That's the best thing about God. I've never come across anything where I've done something wrong where God was short in showing me, ever. 41 years a Christian, in the next 31 days I've been a Christian, 41 years. God has never failed to show me when I did something wrong. There you go, wrong. Oh, yeah. And here's another part to that. And I'll just give credit where credit's due. You can get as mad as you want. Doesn't matter. There's a guy named Frederick K. Price. Back in the day before things got weird with Shield of Faith and stuff like that, he made an excellent point. He said, you go and you pick out a car and you pick out whatever car you're going to get and you do your best. But guess what? You have to pick the color. Unless God specifically tells you, get this color, you get to pick it. And you get to choose it because you like the color. And that's okay. God's not driving the car. You are. Sometimes you just got to make the best decision you can with your information, trying to do the best that you can as you surrender it before the Lord. I've mentioned this before, and the reason that I mention again is because it comes up a time and time again. Look, I want a sign. I want to wake up in the morning and have the heavens split apart and have the Lord go, Dave, you shall do this and this and this today. Because it's like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. That sounds awesome. However, that is not what happens. We wake up in the morning and the dog is at the end of the bed. And the dog doesn't speak with the voice of God. He speaks with the voice of, open the door or you're going to be cleaning up stuff on the carpet. Like, oh, okay. That's what the day is. And there's a little common sense there. If I stay in bed, I'm going to have extra work on the carpet. You get that? I got to get up. I got to do. It's got to function. You got to act. You got to do stuff. There's stuff that I want to get done. I'd like to do this. I'd like to do this. The Lord's not mad about that. Do it. And even in your faith and in your prayer, you can petition the Lord for things you want. I'm just telling you, don't try and pull off the old, give me $90 million and I promise to give you 10%. Or give me $90 million, I promise to give you 90%. Or I can do better with the lottery than other people. Don't do that, okay? Because that's just you wanting $10 million. The idea is to do it in the Lord in such a way as the decisions you make them and you submit them or you surrender them. All right, we do have somebody who's calling in on the line, but we're only going to have about a minute to take it, so I'm hoping that somebody has a trivia answer. Let's see. So the folks that are online can't hear that somebody's on the line, so we're going to try and take it real fast. Who am I talking to?
This is Van.
Hi, man. You only got about 45 seconds, so you got to. I'm sorry to do this to you, but I got to get the answer from you right away. Do you
know? 28 years.
Say that again.
38 years.
Correct. You are correct, sir.
38 years.
Good job. Excellent job, my friend. Okay, we have to take a break. He was right on the spot, right on the money. That guy was in heaven for 38 years, and then Jesus healed him. Awesome job. All right, we're going to take our break here and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's
going
to help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church we call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes. It's called hell.
That's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Drop a line, say hello. Facebook is David Spoon Media. YouTube is David Spoon Media. The website, davidspoonmedia.com. A lot of David Spoon Media. I don't know. That's what we called it. I blame my son. Right, because I don't like taking personal responsibility, so it's easier to point the finger. See, like this. Okay. All right, this segment brought to you by Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. B, that's why you're hearing the Flight of the Bumblebee, the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center. Here's Dr. B, Chiro Extraordinaire. His website, drbrandonbrown.com, drbrandonbrown.com, drbrandonbrown.com. 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 If you say that you heard it when you connect with him on the David Spoon Experience, he has a bag of lollipops. And he'll give you a lollipop. You think, oh, that's so immature. Get in line. Okay? That's my response. Get in line. All right, here's a quick trivia question for somebody who thinks they can do it. We don't have a ton of time, but let's try and get it in real easy, okay? According to Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth, or another translation, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, but what does not come with it? The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, but he adds no. Okay, I'm going to leave it right there. 972-445-0770. There you go. Even online, if you want to type it in, you can do so as well. Got some announcements coming up this week, which we hope will be a blessing for you. Last thing I want to talk about today, just to get you rolling on a Monday, is qualifications. Qualifications are an interesting phrase. We want to see, well, this person's qualified for this and this person's qualified for this. I want to make sure everybody understands that when God is involved in a situation, qualifications from the worldly point of view do not have the same level of power. I am an individual that has a BA degree in leadership and ministry and a master's degree in theological studies, and I taught before I had those things. I'm teaching now. I'll teach after those things. If I get a PhD, I'll still be teaching. If I never get a PhD, I'll still be teaching. Doesn't matter, because that's not the qualifier. The qualifier is the Lord. And it's an amazing thing to look at Acts chapter 4, verse 12 and 13, where you find out that even the Pharisees knew that Peter and John had been with Jesus because they answered so powerfully, and they were able to connect that these guys hung out with Jesus, and they are able to reason at a whole new level now because Jesus was their master and teaching them. Let me give you a couple of passages, and then I'll bring up the point that I want to bring up. Exodus 40, 14 through 15. You shall bring his sons and place tunics on them, and you shall anoint them even as you have anointed their father, that they may minister as priests to me, and their anointing will qualify them for a perpetual priesthood throughout their generations. Whew. Listen to that. And their anointing will qualify them for a perpetual priesthood throughout their generations. God's anointing is what qualifies more than any set of systems that we come up with, more than any groupings that we collect, more than anything that we put together in a syllabus or in a job description, whatever the case may be. The anointing of God is the greatest qualifier of all. And let me tell you that in Romans chapter 11, verse 29, it says, the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. God has called some of you to ministry, to work, and you're like, well, I don't know if I'm really qualified to do anything. The anointing of God enables your qualification. There is no excuse. Here's something that's interesting. Christ is the English rendering of the word Christos, meaning anointed. So Messiah translates to the correspondingly, the Hebrew term is Messiah, the anointed one. Therefore, Christ is anointed one. And just understand that Christian could be anointed ones. That's kind of a plurality of it. It's kind of an interesting way to look at it. But the anointing of God puts you in the place for ministry. If you think you're going to do ministry because you're qualified, because of your skills, ministering for the kingdom of God, you've already lost your mind. When you do things in your own strength, you do it like Moses did, you enter ministry early, prematurely, or not at the right time, and the result is somebody dies, like the Egyptian soldier. But when you do it under the leadership of God, people find deliverance from their bondages. Well, that's completely different. That's right. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, as for you, the anointing you received from God remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. The anointing of God teaches us that we need to stay in connected with Jesus. That same anointing is what qualifies you and I to do things in the kingdom. You're not qualified in the kingdom simply because. Now, that does not eliminate all qualifications. It doesn't mean a three-year-old who's anointed should be driving a car. I mean, let's not get extreme. It's just please. What it does mean is that you might be a person who is called to a task, and you might think the task is beyond you, but God has called you to it, and guess what makes up the difference? God's anointing. When he pours his Holy Spirit on you and says, go do it. And a lot of people are waiting for certification to witness. I can't really share with people. I can't really pray with people. Those are the two things you can do without limit, no matter what. You can share and you can pray. And the anointing of God can make all the difference.
You know, if you get into Pentecostal history, you find out that somebody like Smith Wigglesworth, who was just a simple plumber, had an inordinate amount of miracles take place in his life and in his ministry because he had this weird thing called faith. Oh, you mean faith can change a situation? Yes, faith can change a situation. Because this is why? Because it does. Because God, like I said before, it's like there's you have the earth and then you have heaven. And as soon as we're operating in faith, we're asking God, we're believing in his anointing pours. It's like he tears the fabric of earth and inserts his hand into the earth and says, here, I'm gonna fix this. I'm going to do this thing here right now. And it changes everything.
You think, well, that doesn't make any sense.
I have often found that the kingdom of God doesn't make as much sense as you and I would typically think, because in order to live, you have to die. In order to receive, you have to give. In order to be first, you have to be last. It's like bizarro world, but it's God's world. And he's not asking your permission. Well, you know, Dave, do I have your permission to ask you to live by faith? He's not asking me. He's telling me, live by faith. You want to see my hand? You want to see me work? Believe me.
Okay.
So this is all about us doing it for him and glorifying him. Lot to take in on a Monday. Especially because Dallas lost. Come on. All right. Here's the recap on this whole thing, and then we're going to exit because we only got a minute. All right? Just keeping it as simple as we can keep it. First, on the land that God has given you, make sure that you have people that can help you inspect it to make sure it doesn't have mold. And that's in your own personal life. Number two, don't forget, the social gospel is a gospel without Jesus Christ, so it's no gospel at all. Number three, our choices do matter. Our faith does matter in those moments. And that faith that we use when we petition the Lord should involve our desires and things that we want to see in the kingdom. So don't be afraid to ask God for things. And then the last thing is, if you fall short, the anointing of God makes up that difference and can get you to the right place that you need to be. These are the things that will help us grow closer to the Lord. Use them the best you can, as wisely as you can, as often as you can. And for the sake of our sponsors, say hi to them, reach out to them. If you need any of their services, let them know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.